Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, the Michael University College partners with financial institution Sterling Asset Management to introduce a program to boost mathematics performances in four schools. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's an all-too-familiar story. Despite several pockets of brilliance all around the country, for the most part, Jamaica's primary school students need to improve their performances in mathematics. The Ministry of Education has been taking several steps to help achieve the desired results in the subject, but continues to call for the support and assistance of other entities to further boost mathematics results. The Michael University College and financial institution Sterling Asset Management have answered the call and are partnering to implement a well-needed mathematics assistance program in four corporate area primary schools. The schools to benefit are Almontown Primary, Michael Practicing Primary and Junior High, Ellison Primary and John Mills Primary. The initiative will see personnel from the Caribbean Center of Excellence in Mathematics Teaching at MICO crafting interventions to assist the schools based on the needs of the students. They will also conduct in-class assessments to guide teaching practice.
The intervention that will be designed will be based on the learning needs of the students. But in order for us to know the learning needs of these students, we have to first interview our teachers, do classroom observation. But one thing that will be integrated within this is the teaching of problem solving while imparting mathematical knowledge.
Associate Director at the Caribbean Center of Excellence in Mathematics Teaching at MICO, Chandeline Binns-Thompson.
This, I can assure you, will help to build critical thinking. And once critical thinking is built, then learning in mathematics will be improved.
The program officially gets started at the end of September and will run as a pilot for 1 year. The first phase of the project will see a specialist working with the mathematics teachers at the schools to raise their competencies.
It will begin at the end of September, where the Professor Burgess from Plymouth University from the United Kingdom will be coming down to do student knowledge enhancement, which is an online program.
President of Michael University College, Dr. Asburn Pinnock, says it was an easy decision to support the initiative, considering Michael's long-standing role in fostering Jamaica's educational development.
It shows where public-private partnership can come together for the good of our national development. We invite other private sector or public sector support for us to do this, to carry out our mandate of serving the schools in the society.
Chief Executive Officer of Sterling Asset Management Limited, Charles Ross, says his company is firmly committed to the program and is hopeful that consideration will be given to expanding it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing and hearing about the results of the program. We wish it every success, and we're certainly willing to continue the partnership with Michael if the program is successful and needs expansion.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the initiative will go a far way towards assisting the schools in meeting the ministry's 2018 numeracy target.
I'm particularly attracted to the fact that one of the elements of the program is to deliver online training in subject knowledge enhancement skills. We are headed in the right direction. Let us make sure that this is a standard of thrust, new thrust, that will enthuse everyone about the subject. We have to relate to our students, and particularly our boys, speak to their aptitudes to see mathematics as the gateway to technical, vocational, and scientific competences.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Till next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
You know, a whole heap of you smoke weed and sand, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my you, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-Sec.
Target shoot, the future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.